For the second straight season, the University of Connecticut Huskies are champions of women's college basketball. Last night in Atlanta, junior guard Diana Taurasi led UConn to a 73-68 victory over the favored Lady Vols of Tennessee. With three championships in the last four seasons, the Huskies have established themselves as a basketball dynasty. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So, Gino Auriemma finally ran out of bad things to say about his team. All year long, the wisecracking Connecticut head coach talked about his flawed Huskies, a young and inexperienced group that lost four senior starters from the 2002 championship team, a group that was a long shot at best to win a second straight title. Last night, with the trophy back in UConn's hands, Auriemma admitted with a twinkle, maybe his team was a lot better than he thought.
Maybe they're tired of listening to, you know, we're too young, we're too inexperienced, we're not talented enough, we're not deep enough, but we're tough enough. We really are.
15-footer, Taurasi is short, got her own rebound. Fresh 30 seconds. Now Tennessee's got a foul.
Even when Gino Auriemma moaned about his team, he always saved a special place for junior Diana Taurasi. After each victory, he'd say about his opponents, we have Diana Taurasi, and they don't. The 6-foot guard grew up idolizing former NBA superstar Magic Johnson, and last night in the game televised on ESPN, Taurasi showed once again she's got Magic down pretty well. Taurasi did everything on the court. She scored 28 points, she rebounded, defended, made the big plays, exhorted her teammates, and often flashed a Magic-like smile that said, I'm having a blast controlling this game. At the start of the evening, Tennessee coach Pat Summitt had a red-hot team led by senior stars Kara Lawson and Gwen Jackson. At the end, Summitt didn't have Diana Taurasi.
They deserved it, and that doesn't mean that Tennessee is not a premier basketball program or a team of the past.
But the Lady Vols are a women's dynasty now looking over their shoulder. Tennessee still has 6 titles, more than any other school, but UConn now has a 4th and has beaten Tennessee in the 3 title games they've played since 1995. Throughout Connecticut last night, the cheering started as the clock ran down. 20 or so residents of the Avery Heights Senior Living Center in Hartford watched in a basement rec room. Libby Carlson and Cordy Johnson are two of thousands in the state who've embraced UConn women's basketball over the past decade.
This was just wonderful. The fact that they weren't ahead at all.
We think far beyond our expectations.
We're looking forward to next year now.
And why not? All the Huskies will be back. Taurasi, freshman Ann Struther, who chipped in with 17 crucial points against Tennessee, and coach Auriemma, who might have had the biggest impact of all on this tournament, with his gamesmanship, calling Tennessee the evil empire, and with his advice to his players to have fun, particularly in light of world events. Let's enjoy it, Auriemma told his team. Let's give people some entertainment so when they want to turn the channel from the war, they don't have to see more dour faces here compared to what is really going on over there. As they jumped all over each other last night, a grinning mob of basketball champions seemed to have gotten the message. Tom Goldman, NPR News.